For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Tennessee's Republican supermajority legislature often proposes new bills that are not so welcome in urban or Democratic-leaning areas. And that's true again this year. Today, we look at some recent laws that have come up for debate. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Always good to be back with you.
Otis, this year Republicans seem to agree that this is the time to finally let all Tennesseans carry guns without any sort of permit needed. The idea being that easier access to weapons makes the state a safer place to live. Well, recent gun laws haven't made Memphis safer. Why is that?
Well, because we have so many guns on the street, and we have a lot of other factors that play into violent criminal activity in the city. Poverty, lack of education. And so for Memphis, just the idea of people walking around with handguns without a permit is a terrifying thing. And I say shame on the legislature for doing this.
Why are Republicans completely ignoring law enforcement agencies' recommendations on this bill?
The notion that Republicans are indeed all in for law and order is nothing but a facade. They are all in for whoever pays their bills. And the entities that pay their bills, and I'm talking about their campaign bills, are the gun lobby, other gun groups. Even though they will then come out and say, oh, I'm pro-police, I'm pro-law and order. It's the other party that wants to defund the police and all of that. But they take their marching orders from the NRA. This is a state that believes that the right to carry a firearm is universal without question, and we're going to make sure that it happens come heck or high water.
Well, speaking of heck, Otis, for the third time now, Tennessee Republicans are trying to make the Bible the state book of Tennessee. Governor Haslam vetoed it the last time. I know you teach a Sunday school class. What is the state's very important connection to the Bible? Was the Bible written here, Otis?
The last time I checked, the Bible was not written in Tennessee, Chris.
Why is this happening still?
Bill Haslam was absolutely right way back in, I think it was 2015, when he said that you're trivializing the Bible when you do this. You're putting the Bible on the same plane with the state rock and the state bird and
the state rifle.
The state rifle, that's right.
We do have a state rifle.
Yeah. This is trivializing the Bible. I agree with former Governor Haslam on that. But this is just somebody trying to get their name in the history books as someone who was able to get this done. I doubt very seriously that it'll go anywhere again this year.
There have been a flurry of new bills this year to prevent the state from imposing restrictions the next time a deadly virus circulates among our population. One proposal would even prevent private businesses from making employees wear masks. All right. So what do Republicans have to gain politically from potentially thousands of people dying of a disease, Otis?
They have absolutely nothing to gain. This is just another laughingstock bill. We make national news a lot, Chris, as a result of some of the most outlandish, backwards, coin-pone ideas that you can never think of. And this is one of them. I mean, I just don't understand why issues around being safe from the pandemic has to be so political. And I certainly don't understand why you feel the need to pass laws to prevent people from imposing mask mandates. I'm talking about private companies. People are trying to keep people safe. And we have a bunch of lawmakers who are the most backwards, non-thinking people that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I think I know what you're going to say on this next question, but as you know, Otis,
anyway.
Republicans nationally have really been concerned about cancel culture and freedom of speech. What's your thoughts on Republicans sending a letter to state public universities demanding that Black athletes not be allowed to protest at sporting events?
Oh, I'm telling you, don't get me started on this one, Chris, because we could take another 10 minutes, 15 minutes to talk about this.
I guess in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, it's just another example of first of all, there's racism involved in this. There's this backwards notion that freedoms only apply to a certain group of people. But freedom of speech, especially when it relates to a peaceful protest, is something that these lawmakers cannot tolerate. And it just, again, shows their backwards thinking, the racism, and it also shows the hypocrisy of looking out for certain rights, but trampling on others.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.